Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
The Astros inching closer to the AL West title as they take on the Mariners. Dallas Keuchel on the hill for Houston. The Astros seem pretty loose before this one as the magic number stands at 2 coming into the contest. No score in the second. 2 on, 2 outs. Derek Fisher facing Erasmo Ramirez.
So here's the pitch of the way. Swinging a line drive laced down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball right on the line. Beltran rounding third, heading home. He'll score. Off of the ball is Gant. Motter, the throw in by Motter, cut off by Segura. Stopping at third, Bregman. Derek Fisher with a double down the left field line and a run batted in. And the Astros have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of inning number 2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive, base hit, center field. Here comes Bregman to score from third. Fisher rounding third, heading home. The throw to the plate by Heredia, not in time. Knocking it down is Carlos Ruiz. Springer with a base hit, 2 runs batted in. And now the Astros lead it 3-0. Erasmo from the stretch delivers, swing and a fly ball into left center field. Well hit on the run. Gamble can't get to it. It's on the track and off the wall. Rounding third is Springer heading home. He'll score. The throw in by Gamble, cut off by the shortstop Segura. Reddick in at second base with an RBI double. And the Astros now lead it 4-0. 4 runs in for Houston here in the bottom of the second.
Here's pitch to Cano. Waved on. Breaking ball. Running away. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 to Cruz. Pitch swung on and miss. He took almost a 360 swing on that one. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and miss. And Kyle just looking like, what was that? An off-speed pitch that was within reach. And they just couldn't get to it.
Again, the set by Musgrove and the 2-1 pitch to Ruiz on the way. Swinging a broken bat looper out to the shortstop, charging and making the catch. Coming in is Carlos Correa, and that will retire the side. The barrel of the bat shattered in pieces, but the inning is over. However, the Mariners get 4 to get back in this game. 4 runs here in the top of the 8th.
The Astros win their 3rd in a row, defeating the Mariners 8-6. For the moment, the Astros' magic number to clinch the AL West shrinks to 1, pending the outcome of the Angels' result later in the day. Dallas Keuchel is 13th win, allowing 1 run in 6 innings. Carlos Beltran, 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Jose Altuve, 2 hits and scores twice. The Mariners come up short against the Astros. Manager Scott Servais spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, he's had that happen a couple times. We're kind of fall off the rails a little bit. And, you know, he just command and stuff really wasn't sharp in the second inning. I thought he hung in there. It obviously wasn't his best outing he's had with us. And, you know, walked a few guys more than normal, got some balls up in the zone, and just wasn't able to work his way through their lineup. I thought his ball had good movement today. Just, you know, not the exact kind of location that we've seen out of him in the past.
Tough with 2 outs, too. I mean, he had 2 yeah. outs. You're just hoping to find one
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, it was. We were, you know, pitch away from getting out of that, you know, that mess. They put good at-bats on him. You know, they used the whole field. They didn't try to pull him. They stayed with some balls, and, you know, it just was tough inning for us to get through.
The 1-2-3 double play obviously killed you on that one.
Yeah, you know, Keuchel was really good, obviously. The sinker, a lot of ground balls today. I thought our guys worked some good at-bats that inning. We had the bases loaded. You know, the 1-2-3 double play, he's a very good fielder, and he handled it flawlessly. But, yeah, you have some chances. You're only going to get limited chances against him. You know, we had one there, didn't cash in. But our guys had, you know, really hung in there today. I thought we, you know, competed it right through the end, really fought, got something going in the 8th. Our hole was a little bit too big. We couldn't quite get out of it.
So Simmons in there again, and he seems to be somebody very reliable for you to go.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good outing for Simmons today. He threw the ball good curveball. He's got good life. He's got good stuff. You know, throwing strikes, it was really good today. Nice to see, good inning out of him, and, you know, keep working him in and probably working him towards some more meaningful innings here towards the back end of the games as we get going here down the stretch.
Miranda bringing him in, just
Yeah, you know, he's had 5-6 days off. He felt really good. He wanted to get back out there. I know Mel was worked with him, talked to them today, and he said Mel's like, he's got the life back in his arm. So, those, you know, threw the ball well. Made a good play in the outfield for him there. There was a couple balls that were squared up okay, but you know, it's good to get him out there one inning, and we'll use him. You know, keep him fresh, keep him going. If we do need to start him, we can, or we can bring him out of the bullpen.
The kid Hanneman gets in there, gets his first hit. It's good.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but that's, you know, he's a speed guy, and it's anytime you see a young player get their first knock, it's great. It's an accomplishment to get to the big leagues, and getting that first hit out of the way always helps.
Is Miranda slotted for a start down the stretch here, or is it just kind of wherever y'all need him?
Wherever y'all need him right now. Okay. Yeah. So we've got, you know, with Felix and Paxton coming back in the rotation, we've got some guys to take up those spots.
The Mariners trying to avoid the sweep on Sunday. Andrew Moore on the hill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.